having worked in a lot of different workplaces with a lot of different work cultures, I could say that, you know, the ones that sort of promote that more happier and all-inclusive type of workplace seem to get the most out of their staff and the best results as well. Somebody that has some thoughts on that, he just happens to be a workplace meaning and happiness consultant with Rise, is Ross Reiki, and he joins us to talk about the difference in that this morning. And good morning, Ross, workplace meaning and happiness consultant. I'd hate to fit that on your business card.
Well, it's quite a fun business card, actually.
I imagine it would be. Look, how do you firstly get into that type of work? How does one become a happiness consultant? It kind of sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. It's actually a happy accident. So I was a little bit bored 2 or 3 years ago, and I started recording a podcast about how people make work work and how they become happy. And a friend of mine sat in on one of the interviews, and she said, "Oh my God, that was amazing. Imagine the body of knowledge you're going to build up with this. That'll make a great PhD." And that's when I sunk in my chair and said, "Uh-oh.
I think I can make a career out of this.
I think I got to do this." And I was terrified, but that was the beginning of a research degree and setting up this business.
Look, Ross, I guess most of us, I guess as we look in 2018, most of us have worked in different types of places and different types of businesses that have a different culture. Why do you think is that those businesses and workplaces that don't try and promote a happy and harmonious workplace where everybody gets along, why don't they get it yet?
That's a really good question. I think people are sometimes just a bit blind to this. So firstly, it's a conscious thing. You just don't see it. And secondly, it's trying to figure out how to do it. So knowing that you're not doing it right and doing something to fix it are two different things. So I think people are a little bit confused. There's a lot of talk about happiness. There's a lot of books and research coming out. And how you take that and apply it in a business, it can be complicated. And I think that puts people off.
Do you think perhaps they look at it and think that if everyone's happy and smiling and laughing and joking, that promotes a culture where people are slacking off and only giving 50%?
I think so, and I think it's what people are brought up with as well. You know, some people are brought up as serious. If things aren't serious, then nobody's working hard, and I think that's quite a limiting belief.
So if you're walking around with a clipboard looking angry at the world, it's like, well, hey, this person, they really must be getting into their work where somebody's smiling, they're goofing off. I guess most of us want to keep the good workers, those that actually, you know, are adding to your business. You want to keep those employees as long as you can. And some research coming out recently, Ross, it's saying 60% of younger workers now rate the work culture as a positive, and a positive workplace as a top priority when choosing an employer. So if they're not happy, they're going to move on, more so than our generations in the past.
Oh, that's exactly right. The millennials and the generations that follow them, they're not ones to stick around if they're not enjoying it. And what's important to them is a positive culture, but also making a difference in the world more than just making a profit. So I think that's something that businesses can connect with the younger people on, is how their work makes a difference in their communities.
What do you think are some of the things that businesses could be doing to better connect with their employees that may be in that situation where they're like, you know what, I'm not all that happy? Because sometimes there are just little shifts one side or the other that you can make that can make all the difference.
Yeah, there are. And there's a number of different answers I could give you to that. But one thing we do in our small business is we do a monthly happiness chat with every employee. So we schedule a half an hour meeting, and there's only one question, which is, are you happy? And it's a free forum for the employee to say what's working, what's not working. And some months that just takes 2 minutes. Yeah, I'm happy, and we move on. And other times it nips problems in the bud before they start. And other times it comes up with brilliant ideas, and staff end up giving more to my business than I could have ever imagined.
I think that's the way. If you, like you said, you take just that little bit of time out to try and steer the ship in a more positive direction before it's too late and people are grumbling in the background and good people are leaving and all of that, which nobody wants. Ross, thank you for your time this morning. It's time for us all to get happy for the rest of the day, I think, mate.
My pleasure, Mark. You seem pretty happy. You're doing well. I'm glad to hear it.